Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience tonight. I would like to give the God of Israel, Ahaya, all the glory, all the honor and praise that's due to his name. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom, because it's the seventh day and we are in the Sabbath. The sun is down. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the heavenly host and to the God of Israel. And I thank him for all that he have done for me and all that he's going to do for me. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order. I give the God of Israel all the glory and all the honor and all the praise tonight for this divine platform. I thank him tonight. I glorify him. I praise him and I worship him. I'm so happy, people. I'm so happy right now that I understand. That I understand all that I've been through in my life. All that I've been through being a pastor for 15 years. Being an evangelist for 5 years. All that I've been through all of my life. I finally figure it out now. The God of Israel have revealed it to me. The Holy Spirit have revealed it to me. Truth. Divine truth. Divine truth. That only comes from him and no one else. So I'm here tonight because I have to do what the God of Israel need me to do. To call some things into order, to call some things and situations that's going on in this earth to order, and to reveal what's really going on, what's really going on. You see the topic? You see the topic of this broadcast tonight. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, Ahaya in the Hebrew. The title of this broadcast tonight, Yeah, I know all about being a pastor. I know all about being an elder. I know all about being all of those things that make up our Christian churches and our religious institutions. I know all about it, people. And I am here tonight with a very, very profound, prophetic word of knowledge, word of wisdom, Shabbat broadcast tonight to help God's little poor sheep. God's little poor sheep that don't know what's going on and don't know what they're doing and don't know what they're following. I'm here. Again, to set the Hebrew record straight. Only a prophet can do that. Only a prophet of the God of Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's. The God of Jacob. My father. Because I am a Hebrew. From the tribe of Judah. Let's read our topic tonight. We have a lot of scriptures to cover, and I have a lot of things that I need to say to you. So I'm going to take my time, prophesize if the God of Israel want me to prophesize. Whatever he want me to do tonight, I'm open to the Holy Spirit and to my Father, Ahaya. Bishops, prophets, elders, pastors, the office of the church, who call them. That's what we need to know, people, and that's what we need to understand, people. Who called them? That's the question. That is the question that I am asking you and that I'm throwing out there tonight on this platform. Bishops, prophets, elders, and pastors, the office of the church, who called them? What church am I talking about? The number one world religion, Christianity. The number one world religion outside of the Catholic Church, Christianity. Talking about the Catholic Church, and I'm also referring to the Christian Church and the Hebrew Israelite churches and all the rest of your churches. Who call them? This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. Elisheba. Guest call-in number, if you'd like to call in to voice your concern or opinion or make a comment, 661-244-9831. This have been going on now for many, many generations. What we see that's going on in this earth when it comes to God. It's been going on now for a long time. Long, long time. We got here off the slave ships in the 15th century. And they had already set up everything before we even got here. So that's how long this have been going on. You have men that call themselves bishops. You have men and women that call themselves bishops. You have men and women that call themselves prophets. You have men and women that call themselves elders. You have men and women that call themselves pastors, office of the church, Christianity, and all the rest of it. Who called them? So, we will go into our first scripture tonight. I'm going to pull out right now the number one scripture. The number one scripture that the Christian church to use and the Hebrew Israelite church and all the rest of them like to use to state that it's okay for them to be bishops, for them to be elders and pastors and false prophets. The main scripture that they focus on, people, is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 12. Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. This is the main scripture that they use to try to say and to show you that it's okay. It's okay for them to be a pastor. It's okay for them to be evangelists. It's okay for them to be teachers and apostles. It's okay. But this is not so, people. This is not so. And I have to prove to you out of the scriptures, that the people that you see running all of these religions and churches was not called by God. Was not called by God. I'm talking about the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God, the one and truly only God in this earth. And I must prove all things. I must prove all things. I cannot show you nothing. I can't tell you nothing unless I can prove to you what I am stating to be a fact and to be true. And I wouldn't even be here tonight if I can prove or bag up what the God of Israel want me to bring forth tonight. Who called these people? Who called them? Who commissioned them? Who told them to do what they are doing right now? The off, not the church that was born in the wilderness, the 12 tribes of Israel. That is the church. And there's no other church. And there's no other body. It's only one body of Christ. That is the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation. There's no other church. You've been told and taught that Christianity is the body of Christ. The members of the Christian church make up the body of Christ. It's only one church, people. And that's why they tried to do away with Israel. They tried to do away with Israel and say they dead, done away with, and don't exist no more. And they try to do away with all the prophets of the God of Israel. And matter of fact, in ancient times, they killed all the prophets, the Son of God and all the rest of them. Why? Because they want to be Israel and they want to be the church, the Gentiles. That's what y'all say y'all are, Gentiles. They want to be the church. They want to be Israel. They want to be new Israel. And they set up their own order. They set up their own religious order. And that's what you're seeing in this earth today. And don't none of them have no power. None of them have any power. The bishops don't have no power. The prophets don't have no power. The elders don't have no power. And the pastors don't have no power. I know. I was a member of a Christian church all my life, and then I was a pastor for many, many years. I know there's no power. There's no power. So again, who called them? It couldn't have been the God of all gods. It couldn't have been the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It could not have been the God of Israel that put these people in the position or the office that they say that they in. It couldn't have been the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Why? Let me speak some wisdom to you people. Let me speak some wisdom to you. A word of wisdom. Everybody that the God of Israel called, they all had power. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. From Genesis to Revelation, they all had power. So yes, you are a false church. You are a false people. You are a false leaders. You are the ones that the Son of God spoke about when he came to the earth. You are the ones that he spoke about. The false prophets will come in the last days, and they will deceive many, even the very elect, if that was possible. And that elect is the 10%, the remnant. They would deceive the very elect if it was possible. So the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew, he already told, he already showed and explained to the people who you people are. Who you people really are. Yes. Yes, you are a generation of vipers. That's who you are. And I say that to correct you as the prophet of the God of Israel. I said to correct you. Because y'all, you people are wrong. You have led the people astray. The people ain't, they don't got no understanding. They don't got no wisdom. They don't got no knowledge. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to pray. They don't know how to worship the God of Israel. They don't know, they know absolutely nothing. The people. Remember, I used to set up under you, Bishop. I used to set up under you, Prophet. I used to set up under you, Elder and Pastor, when I was just a member of the Christian church before I became a pastor. So I know what you teach, and I know how you operate. And I know what y'all people are doing. Now, let me go to my scripture to prove my Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 12. Let's read that. That'll be our first scripture tonight. Ephesians 4 in the New Testament, verse 11 and 12. And it reads like this. Let's start at verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things, that he might fill all things. Verse 11 of Ephesians 4. And he gave some. See, this is your favorite scripture. Favorite ones that you people try to use to say that the offices that y'all people are working in, God gave them to you, or God called you to them. And that's not true. That's not true. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Who is he? The Son of God, it say here. This scripture to me really don't make sense, because, and I know it's an injection, I know without a doubt that this scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, is an injection. Let me read verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay. He gave some. When did the Son of God, he was only on this earth 3.5 years. I mean, I'm sorry, 33.5 years. His ministry was 3.5 years. He was here on this earth, they say, was according to the Bible, I believe that, 33.5 years. And he started his ministry when he was 30 years old. So where is it in the scriptures in the New Testament where the Son of God gave anybody anything outside of his father, out of Israel, telling him to give them something or to choose them or to pray for them or to lay hands on them or to ordain them and appoint them? Where in the Bible? He came, and when he came, the God of Israel gave him 12 disciples. He didn't choose nobody. The God of Israel chose them for him before he even got here. It was already written. It was already chosen who he's supposed to go to, who he's supposed to talk to, and what he's supposed to do. He was fulfilling his father's will. It wasn't about what he say. It wasn't about what he did. It was all about him glorifying his father. It was all about him lifting up his father. It was all about doing what his father sent him here to do. And he gave some apostles. Apostles. What is that? What is an apostle when it comes to the Hebrew order or the Hebrew law or the God of Israel? What is an apostle to him? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's not up under the Hebrew order. And he gave some prophets. Yes, prophets. Yes. Yes. Find the word prophet all the way back there in the Old Testament, all the way to Revelation. So yes. Yes. Prophets. Real prophets, though. Not false, fake prophets. And some evangelists. No. Ain't no word for evangelists up under the Hebrew order. Pastors and teachers. For the work of the ministry. What ministry? What work? What work are you people doing? What work are you doing, Bishop? What work are you doing, Pastor? What work are you doing, Elder? I don't see y'all doing no work. I don't see no work being done. The people still confused, the people still lost, the people still destroyed, the people still sick, the people still got pain, the people still got all kind of stuff going on in their life that they don't understand why. So how are you perfecting the saints? That's what I need to know tonight. How are you people perfecting the saints? Tell me, I need to know that, because from what I can see and what I can observe and look at, there's nobody being perfected. Everybody's sick, crazy, upset, and all kind of stuff going on. For the work of the ministry. What ministry? What ministry is that? The ministry that y'all believe it is that the gospel. Jesus resurrected on the Sunday. That's the ministry. That don't have no scripture to back up what it says. When you look it up in the Greek, it don't mean none of that. What ministry? Get saved. Do the sinner's prayer. You're going to heaven. Speak in tongues. Receive the Holy Ghost. That is your work. That is your ministry that you have set up in the earth. Not the God of Israel. The God of Israel didn't set none of this up. He didn't set none. He have absolutely nothing to do with the offices that you people are working in. Absolutely nothing. So this is an injection. Scripture is totally injected in the New Testament. Straight up injected. Next scripture I'm going to go to. Hosea, Hosea chapter 9, verse 7 through 17. Let me keep going, people. Hosea, chapter 9, 17. One moment. I have a lot of things to say tonight, people. Believe me. Hosea chapter 9, verse 7 through 17, people. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. Do y'all hear me? All your prophets, all your bishops, and all your elders of your religions and churches, the God of Israel say they are a fool. The prophet is a fool. That's what y'all is. A fool. The God of Israel called you a fool. Because the children of Israel, my ancestors, they set up all false prophets. And they killed all the prophets of the God of Israel. And they set up all false prophets in Jerusalem. All of them was false. They got rid of all the real prophets of the God of Israel. And they set up all their false prophets. They set up their own religion. They set up their own gods. They set up their own everything, just like you people are doing right now today. The same exact thing that the children of Israel did in ancient times. You are their children. You're doing it right now today. Right now today as I speak. The prophet is a fool. Y'all are fools. Getting up there on Sunday, getting up there on Saturday, going up there on Friday, standing in front of all of them people, millions and thousands of people, talking about God is going to bless them, God is going to help them, God is going to do this, God is going to do that, God is going to give them this, God is going to give them that. You are a fool. There's no scripture to back up what you are telling the people. It is a lie. It is false. Now you come on here. You tune on to this broadcast tonight and make me out of a lie if I am a lie. Make me out of a lie tonight. what you prophets are prophesizing and saying to the people. The God of Israel said, y'all are fools. Sit down. Sit down. You are not the real prophets of the God of Israel. You are the prophets of Baal. It says, Hosea 9:7, the prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad for the multitude of thy iniquity and the great hatred. And the great hatred that you people have against the real God for false gods. The great hatred. Your hatred is great against the God of Israel. That's why you want to set up your own order, your own religion, your own way, your own gods, your own names, your own titles, your own everything. You are a fool. And all the spiritual men are mad. That would be the bishops. That would be the elders. That would be the pastors. That would be the deacons. That would be the ministers. All of the spiritual men are mad. You mad, man. Mad. Mad. You know what it said in the Hebrew? For Hosea 9:7, mad. It say Hebrew 7:6-9:6 to rave truly insanity. Insanity. You men are crazy. You women are crazy. You crazy to get up there in front of Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, all of y'all. Juanita Bynum, all of y'all. Big look, big prophets, little prophets, big spiritual men, little spirit. All of y'all are mad and all of y'all are fools. You can only deceive the people that belong to Satan. You cannot deceive the very elect. That's the remnant. It says here, the spiritual man is mad for the multitude of thy iniquity. Y'all full of sin, full of adultery, full of all kind of stuff, homosexuality, lesbianism, all kind of stuff is going on with y'all so-called men and women of God. You full of iniquity, full of it. Your greatest iniquity is that you trying to be something that God, a higher, the God of Israel, ain't never told you to do, ain't never told you to be. That's your greatest iniquity. Your second iniquity is you are against the law, and you're against the God that wrote the law. And your third iniquity is that you are against the real God to call on and to serve false God. Verse 8, the watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler, and all his ways in hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves. Look what Hosea the prophet told them. Israel, you have deeply corrupted yourself, setting up all these false prophets and spiritual mad men and women. Insane, crazy, crazy men and women talking about they trying to lead God's people somewhere. Insane people, people that don't have good sense. You you have deeply corrupted, you have deeply corrupted themselves. They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sin. That's what's going on right now. That's what's going on right now. You people have corrupted yourselves trying to be a bishop. And the God of Israel ain't never told you to be a bishop. The God of Israel ain't never called nobody to be no bishop. Trying to be an elder. The only elders it is the elders that was with Moses and all the rest of them. The God of Israel ain't never told no elder to be over no church and over no congregation and over his people. You have deeply trying to be a pastor. The God of Israel is the one and true only God. He ain't never called no pastors. You have deeply corrupt. He ain't never called no evangelists. None of that. None of that. See, you want to go with the New Testament. With the injections that they have up in it. To make you people feel like what y'all are doing is right. And it's not right. It's wrong. They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. That's what you got going on now with all this death and all this destruction and all this COVID and all the rest of this stuff going on. Plagues and disasters and everything going on in the earth. The God of Israel, have remembered your iniquity. He will visit their sins. It's time for your visitation. Christian church, Hebrew Israelite church, all of y'all churches and all of y'all members and all of y'all people, it's time for your visitation from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahayah is my name. Yes. 10 of Hosea 9. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto their shame, and their abominations were accordingly as they loved. So what is your abomination, bishop? What is your abomination, elder? What is your abomination, pastor? What is your abomination, evangelist? What is your abomination, prophets and apostles? You have separated yourselves from the God of all gods, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from the God of Israel, from the God of Moses. You have separated yourself from him and took on another God. And that God is Baal, Jehovah in English. You separated yourself just like our ancestors did when the God of Israel found them in the wilderness. He found them. He found them in Egypt, delivered them from Egypt, delivered them from the house of bondage like he told Abraham he was going to do. And they separated themselves to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto their shame. And their abominations were according to as they love. Your abominations is your gods. everything that you love, everything that your money, everything that you love, everything that you are doing. It's a shame. It is a shame what T.D. Jakes doing. It is a shame what Joe Osteen doing. It is a shame what Juanita Bynum doing. It is a shame that you people, you men and women, are so-called men and women of God, are teaching people to serve another God and not the God of Israel. It is a shame. And your abominations were according to as they love. What did the children of Israel love? They loved their God. They loved Egypt. They loved the Pharaoh. They loved their gods. They loved the idolatry and false worship. They set up altars all over Jerusalem everywhere, church buildings all over Jerusalem everywhere for their gods, so they can go in and worship their gods. They had temples all over Jerusalem everywhere, just like today. It is a shame. That's what you love, though. That's what you people love. Verse 11, as for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth and from the womb and from the conception. Ephraim, Puerto Ricans in the earth today. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there should not be a man left, yea, woe also to them, when I depart from them. See, Ephraim, he was over the 10 tribes of Israel up there in northern Israel in Samaria. He was over the 10 tribes. And Judah was over the southern kingdom. And Ephraim was over the northern kingdom. And he said, I'm going to bereave you of children, Israel. That's what he said back then, and that's what he's saying now. Why? Because you choose to sit up under these spiritual mad men and women. You choose to sit up under these foolish prophets. I'm going to bereave you of your children. I'm going to kill your children. Y'all wonder why kids are dying by truckloads today? Don't nobody know why. 2 months old, 5 years old, 3 years old, 2 years old, 7 years old. Why? I will bereave you of your children. That's what's going on, people. That's exactly what is going on in the prophetic. And he said, woe also to them when I depart from them. When I depart from you, Israel, woe to you. People see that the God of Israel have departed from you, people. He have separated itself from you. Woe unto you. That's why everybody dying with some kind of disease. Woe unto you. They don't got no power. They are not real people. They are not the men and women of the God of Israel. He did not give them the office that they are in. He didn't give them the office to be a bishop. He didn't give them the office. They put themselves there. I'm going to take this scripture all the way to verse 17. Let me get going. I got a lot of scriptures. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus planted in a pleasant place. But Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. To the murderer. Give them, O Ahia, what will thy give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breath. You see what the God of Israel told Hosea? Hosea, you see what Hosea is saying to the God of Israel about the children of Israel? Give them a miscarrying womb and a dry breath. Let the baby, when the baby comes, let it be a miscarriage. Let the breast dry up so they won't have no milk to feed their babies. All of this is going on in the earth because what I read up there where it say the prophets are fool and the spiritual men are mad. All of this is going on. The God of Israel is visiting. He's visiting the earth right now. He's visiting the people right now. He's taking the children. He's killing the children. Verse 15, all their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. Do you see what the God of Israel is saying, people? Do you see what he is saying? He's not that loving God that your false leaders are teaching you about. They lied to you. Telling you God love you, God this. God's going to make everything good in your life. God's going to make everything great. Everything going to be okay. Your son is going to be blessed. This is going to happen. No! God say, I hated them. He hated the children of Israel. And he hates their children today. Because their children is worse than them. They worse than them. At least the children of Israel wasn't calling themselves bishops. At least the children of Israel wasn't calling themselves pastors. At least the children of Israel wasn't calling themselves evangelists. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them for the wickedness of their doing. He hates all of your churches. He hates all your congregations. He hates all your worship. He hates everything that you people are doing. Everything. He hates it. Who do you think he's talking about? I will drive them out of my house. And that's exactly what he did to the children of Israel. He drove them out of his temple. Like he has driven you people out of his temple with COVID-19. He is visiting the earth right now. He drove them out and he drove you out too. And that ain't even his house. He only got one house. That's in Jerusalem. Your house is pagan. And that's why he closed them down. Because they are all pagan houses. For your God. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. Y'all see that? Hosea 9:15, I hated them. You didn't know the God of Israel hates people, did you? You didn't know the God of Israel don't like people, did you? You didn't know! Because your dumb, foolish, stupid leaders won't teach you that. I would drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Talking about the 10 tribes, the northern tribe, the northern kingdom. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. You want to know why your children die? You want to know why little Bonnie die? You want to know why little Billy die? You want to know why little Boo Boo die? You want to know why May May and them die? This is why they die. This is why they die. Because the God of Israel hate you people for the wickedness of your doings. And I will not love them no more. That's what he told Hosea to tell the children of Israel. I hate you. I'm going to kill your children. When you get pregnant, you're going to have a miscarriage. I will love them no more. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. What fruit are you people bearing? Going to church. Sunday, Friday, same old stuff, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. What fruit is you people bearing? Same old teaching, same old songs, same old worship, same old praise, same old gods, same old everything. There is no fruit and what you are doing, because all your leaders are false. The God of Israel did not set them up. They set their own selves up. And that's why they had to come with the New Testament scriptures in Timothy, all of that, talking about a bishop and an elder. They had to come with that. They had to inject that to bring forth their God and their religion in the earth. Look what he say, people. No fruit yet, though they bring fruit, though they bring forth, Hosea 9:16, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wonders among the nations. And that's exactly what he did to the children of Israel. He killed their children and all of that, and scattered them all over the earth. Why? Because they wanted false prophets. They didn't want Elijah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all of them, Hosea and all of them. They wanted false prophets, and that's what they set up. They wanted priests that the God of Israel didn't set up. Spiritual madmen. And they was cast away. They was cast out of Jerusalem. Next scripture. Hosea 8:14. Let's keep going, people. 8:14. So he have showed you, people. He have showed you that your prophets are fools and your spiritual men are mad, crazy. They are crazy. They're not teaching you nothing, people. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing, but God love you. Jesus love you. Jesus paid it all. God going to bless me. God going to help me. I got to be faithful to the church. I got to pay my tithes. That's all you know. That's all they know, and that's all they going to teach you, because the God of Israel did not set them up. If they were set up by the God of Israel, number one, they'll have power, and number two, they would know the prophetic. They don't know the prophetic. The prophets don't know the prophetic. The apostles don't know the prophetic. All they know is a church doctrine and a church cliches that they've been taught. They don't know the prophetic. Because if they knew the prophetic, they will understand what is going on in this earth right now. They want to put it on Satan because they don't know the prophetic. Hosea 8:14. They will be revealed tonight. The God of Israel will reveal them tonight. If I have to take it 3 hours tonight, I'll come back tonight. But they will be revealed for who they really are tonight. False prophets, false leaders, and false teachers. Clean on the outside. But inside, they are raving demonic wolves. Hosea 8:14. They don't care nothing about you people, man. They don't care nothing about, they working with the government, okay? It's all about the government. Whatever the government tell them to do, however the government tell, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. They teach you to obey the government. Obey them to have rule over you. All of that madness that the God of Israel would never teach his people to obey no government. Are you kidding me? He said, obey me. I am your God. He said, obey no government. He said, obey me. He didn't say obey no bishop. He didn't say obey no pastor. He didn't say obey none of that. Obey me, Israel. I feel the prophetic coming now. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Something deep. I don't know. I feel it. Hosea 8:14. For Israel. See, Israel is the 12 tribes of the Hebrew nation. Israel have forgotten his Maker. All you people up in the Christian churches in the neighborhood, up in the hood, y'all Israel, and don't even know it. Don't even know it. I ain't talking about no spiritual Israel. Ain't no such thing. False teaching and false doctrine. For Israel have forgotten his Maker and builded temples. See, this is what y'all doing. See, the God of Israel got your number tonight, bishop, pastor, elder. Israel have forgotten his Maker and built temples. Temples. The 10 tribes is Israel. The northern kingdom. They had church buildings all over Jerusalem, everywhere. They building temples because they have forgot what the God of Israel did when he brought them out of Egypt. They have forgot about their Maker, just like you people have forgot today. You want to call him all kind of names with all kind of titles. And build all and set up all kind of buildings and temples and churches and all of that stuff, just like the 10 tribes did, just like Judah, Benjamin, and Levi did over there in the southern kingdom. They began to set up temples and their gods all over Jerusalem. Close your church. Close your churches. The God of Israel already closed them. But you trying to open them back up. Close those pagan temples called churches down. Because if you don't close them down, the God of Israel going to knock them down. And that's prophetic. For Israel have forgotten his maker and built temples. And Judah have multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities. Y'all see all this fire? Y'all see all this fire we got in the world right now? Who's sending that? Who's sending that? I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. He's going to burn them down, people. He's going to burn down your church buildings and temples and houses and all of that. He's going to send a fire from the east. He's going to send a fire from the east like you never saw before, people. And he's going to burn down all of this paganism that's going on in this earth. Next scripture, 1 Kings 12, 27 through 31. 1 Kings 12, 27 through 31. Let's keep going, people. 12, 27 through 31. Powerless society, powerless generation, powerless people. You don't have no power. You don't have no wisdom. You don't have no, I'm talking about divine. Divine. 12:27. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Ahiah at Jerusalem, that's the only house he'll ever have, people. All these houses all over the earth, church houses, y'all call them, and mosques and shrines and temples and all of that, don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel at all. His house is in Jerusalem. And you can't build him no house nowhere else. And that's why he said your spiritual men are mad. Your spiritual men are mad. Not my spiritual men. Your spiritual men, people, are mad. Your prophets are fools. Not my prophets. Your prophets are fools. You see the difference that he is making between his and yours? And this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Ahiah at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their God, turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, the king of Judah. Rehoboam was the king of the southern kingdom. Even a Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. So you had a division going on here between Jeroboam and Rehoboam. You had a division going. The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. They was fighting against each other. Who going to have the most people? Who going to have the most this? Who going to do the most that? Who going to teach the people this? Who going to teach the people that?
Yeah, Monty, what's going on?
Excuse me, people. Monty, hello? 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 Oh. But anyway, people, let me go back. Sorry about that. I had a call. And he said right here, 1 Kings 12:28. Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 casks of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Wherefore the king took counsel, talking about Jeroboam, the northern kingdom, the king of the northern kingdom. Wherefore the king took counsel and made 2 casks of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. So what this man did, Jeroboam, he did not want the children of Israel to go up to Jerusalem and worship the God of Israel, because he was against the king of Judah. So he said, no, you know what? You don't need to go to Jerusalem no more. We can build our own church here. We can build our own temple here. We can have our sacrifice here. We can have our worship here. That sounds like you people today. It sounds exactly like you people today. I want to build my church here. I'm going to put my church over there. I'm going to put my church over here. I'm going to have my congregation here. I'm going to have my cathedral here. You cannot do that. And Jeroboam got in trouble with the God of Israel because he did that. You cannot stop the people from serving the God of Israel. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what you bishops are doing. That's exactly what you pastors are doing. That's exactly what you elders are doing. Exactly. That's why the Hebrew Israelites, they don't call him Ahiah. They call him Most High. They call him Yah. He got all kind of Yahweh. He got all kind of names. Hello? I'm on the radio. Is she over there with you? Is Griselda there? Okay, I'm on the radio. I call you later. I'm on the radio. Okay. Excuse me, people. Keep getting interruptions tonight. That's my son. Sorry about that. Anyway, Jeroboam, 2 calves. And he told the children of Israel, you don't have to go to Jerusalem no more to worship the God of Israel. We can worship him right here in northern Jerusalem, in Samaria. We're going to worship him right here in Samaria. You don't have to go to Jerusalem. And that's what you've been taught through your theologian seminary, colleges, and schools, you bishops and leaders and elders and all y'all. Y'all been taught that you can have a church wherever you want to have it. You people have been taught that you can worship God wherever you want to worship God. You people have been taught that you can worship God on any day. It don't have to be the Sabbath. You can worship him on any day, but the seventh day is the Sabbath. You people been taught all of this madness. And this is what Jeroboam was doing. He had got involved in madness. He went against the God of Israel. He went against the God of Israel order, the God of Israel way. He wanted his own way. He wanted his own thing. He set up his own gods and all of that and told the children of Israel, oh, no, you don't got to go to Jerusalem no more. We can go over to France. We can go over to Britain and build a church. We can go over to Mexico and build a church. We can go to Europe and build a church. We can go to Germany and build a church. We can go to Russia and build a church. We can go to Las Vegas and build a church. We can go to Detroit, wherever we want. We can have a church. We can have a church, and we can give them. We can call our God whatever name we want to call him. That's why he got a lot of names. All your gods got a lot of names because they all different statues, figures, and all kind of images and all kind of pictures and all kind of stuff that y'all people have set up, you wicked leaders have set up, and the God of Israel is going to deal with y'all, and the God of Israel is going to hurt y'all, and the God of Israel is going to do something very seriously to y'all people. The visitation is now. So he wanted to set it up somewhere else, and that's what he did. Let's keep reading. Look what he said, verse 29 of 1 Kings 12. And he set up one in Bethel, and the other put he in Dan. So he put the two golden calves, one in Bethel and one in Dan. And this thing became a sin for the people. This thing became a sin for the people. All your worship, all your teaching, who God is and what God going to do and what Jesus and all of your stuff have become a sin for the people. And that's why the God of Israel is taking the people out with cancer, high blood pressure, all kind of diseases, because what you bishops and leaders and elders have talked to people have became a sin to sin. You have taught the people how to go against the God of Israel. You have taught the people to call on other gods. You have taught the people to worship a different God. You have taught the people how to be abominable, how to commit iniquity, how to commit adultery. And this thing became a sin for the people. He had two calves. You got Jesus. Big old pictures of Jesus. Statues of Jesus. You think the God of Israel is in that man? Well, he told you not to have a graven image, not to even make the... Let me keep going, people. And this thing became a sin for the people. Went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. 31. And he made an house on high places. He made an house of high places and made priests. Look what Jeroboam did, people. He made an house of God of high places. Look at T.D. Jakes. He got a big old cathedral. Big old cathedral that sets 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people. High places. Look at Joel Osteen. High places. Look at Kenneth Copeland. High places. Look at Joyce Myers. High places. All of them. High places. They are operating just like Jeroboam operated way back there in Jerusalem in ancient times. You got the cross. Talking about a cross, the God of Israel, a cross. A cross. Are you people kidding me? What do the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob need with a cross? What do he even feel about a cross? That's a graven image. You got the pulpits and the cross and the groves and stairs and all kind of stuff set up in your churches, big old TVs and lights and all kind of stuff, drums. And, oh, my God. You people are just like Jeroboam. And he made a house on high places and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. No, Pastor, you will never be a man that belongs to the God of Israel. You cannot lead the people of God. You cannot lead. You are not his minister. No, bishop, you are not his minister. No, elder, you are not his minister. Jeroboam made high places, big old churches and cathedrals, and made priests. He set up his own priests. Just like all you bishops and leaders and elders have set your own selves up. He set up his own priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. You don't got no business ministering to the people of God, bishop. You're not a Levite. Sit down. You don't got no business, prophet. You're a false prophet. Sit down. You don't got no business, elder, ministering to the people of God. You're not a priest. You're not a Levite. Sit down. Sit down, people. What Jeroboam did, he killed all the priests, or got rid of all the priests of the God of Israel, and he set up his own priests. They wasn't of the sons of Levi either, just like your bishops. You say you're a Gentile. You say you're a Gentile. How can you minister to the God of Israel for his people and you're a Gentile? What scripture is that? Same with you pastors. Same with you elders. See, you've been set up. You've been set up by man to be a bishop. You've been set up by man to be an elder. You've been set up by man to be a pastor. You've been set up by man to be a prophet, an apostle. The only people, the only tribe that will ever minister to the God of Israel for the children of Israel is a Levite, a priest of the tribe of Haiti. Haitians are Levite. He made low people that wasn't Levites to take the sacrifice to his golden calves that he set up to worship his false gods. And that's exactly what y'all people have done. Y'all have set up false bishops, false leaders, false elders and pastors to lead the people into worship of a false god named Jehovah and a false god named Jesus. You have led the people the wrong way. Excuse me. Cedia, could you let her out? I can't. Let Queet out. Excuse me, people. So that's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. Let me go to my next scripture. Isaiah 29:22-24. This is what Jeroboam did. Could you let her out, please? Excuse me, people. This is what Jeroboam did. She can't hear you, bruh. Excuse me, people. Isaiah, this is what Jeroboam did. He was against the God of Israel, just like all you leaders today is against the God of Israel for another God. Isaiah 29:22. Oh, yeah, I'm going to finish this tonight. I'm going to finish this tonight. If I have to come back, I will. Isaiah 29:22, people. Therefore, thus said Ahiah, I am in English, Ahiah in the Hebrew. Lord, just injections all through the Bible. Therefore, thus said Ahiah, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, how many children did Jacob have? He had 12 sons and one daughter that I know of, Dana. But when he see his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. See, that's who Jacob's children supposed to fear. The 12 tribes of Israel, they are not dead. They are alive right now today. They just don't know who they are. Knowledge is being revealed in the last days. Knowledge that was hidden. He told Daniel to seal up this book to the last days, Daniel. I don't want you to say what I'm showing you. Seal it up. And knowledge is being revealed in the last days, what is going on in this earth. Why we got another church, why we have another people, why we have another God, why we have other ministers, why we other than the Levites, priests, other than the Levites. Why? Why? Why do we have elders instead of prophets for the Hebrew Israelites? The children of Jacob is the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. The Son of God, Yeshua, my Lord, my Savior in the Hebrew. He came for those people. He came to tell those people what his father wanted them to know. What his father wanted them to know. He said, Isaiah 29:23. But when he seeth his children, the work of my hand, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. That's who he is, the Holy One of Jacob. Could you let Queen in? The Holy One of Jacob. That's who he is. He's not Jehovah. That's a name that you've been thought, that you've been taught. He's not Jehovah. He's not Jesus. He's not Allah. He's not Buddha. He's not Yah. He's not Jah. He's not Wahaya. He's none of those names. He's the Holy One of Jacob. Jacob means the 12 tribes. Israel. Israel is his name. The Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. See, that's what's wrong with you people. Y'all don't fear the God of Israel because you've been taught another God. She at the front door. Excuse me, people. I got interrupted. She been taught another. You been taught another God. You don't fear the God of Israel, the real God. That's why you people can do all that paganism that you do Sunday after Sunday, Friday after Friday. Keep teaching all that false doctrine and false religion and false teaching that don't match the Bible at all. Everything that you teach is against the Bible, and I can prove that. I can prove that. Everything, Bishop, everything, Pastor, everything, Elder, everything, Prophet, that you are teaching is against the Word of God, the God of Israel. You've been disposed. It's your hour. It's your time to be disposed or exposed for who you really are. For who you really are. See, the Son of God knew who you was. He knew exactly who you people were. You are the children of all those that killed the prophets. That's who y'all is. That's exactly who you are, bishops, elders, and all y'all people. You are the children of those that killed the prophets. Your daddy killed the Son of God. Yeah. The children of Israel was right along with the Gentiles. Crucify him. Yes. Verse 24, Isaiah 29. You don't know nothing about the God of Jacob, the Holy One of Jacob. Nothing at all. Not even you Hebrew Israelites. Y'all think y'all know. Because that's what your doctrine and your religion have taught y'all, that y'all got the truth and y'all in the truth. Yeah, you know you Israel. Yeah. They also that err in the spirit shall come to understand, and they that murmur shall learn doctrine. See, that's what y'all got to learn, doctrine. Doctrine, you need instructions, Bishop. Doctrine, the doctrine that y'all are teaching is not the doctrine that the Son of God came to this earth with. Let me repeat that. The doctrine that y'all are teaching is not the doctrine that the Son of God came to this earth with. The doctrine that y'all teaching is the same doctrine that the Son of God went against when he came to this earth. They had temples everywhere. Gods everywhere. Idols everywhere when he hit this earth. And every time he went up in the temple, they wanted to kill him. Same stuff today. You want to kill anybody. You want to get rid of anybody that come against what you teach and what you believe and what you are saying, when the God of Israel is trying to correct you people. He's trying to correct you, Bishop. He's trying to correct you, Elder and Pastor. They err in spirit. See, that's where you're erring at. You are erring in spirit. Isaiah 29:24. Shall come to understand, and they that murmur shall learn doctrine. Only the remnant, only the 10% gonna learn doctrine. Only they will understand. All y'all people understand it's your church service. That's all y'all. I got some articles I need to read. And if I run out of time, I'm coming back tonight. That's all you people understand. Church service. That's all you know. That's all you being taught. To love Jesus. Love Jesus. Have sex with Jesus. Jesus is my man. Jesus is my wife. Jesus is my husband. Jesus. When did Jesus ever say that he was your wife? When did Jesus ever say that he was your husband? See how you people are believing a fairy tale? You see how your mind is being bewitched by these mad spiritual leaders? Yeah, they spiritual for Satan, not for the God of Israel. They got the wrong spirit. They erred in the spirit. Next scripture, people. Ezekiel 24. Let's keep going. Ezekiel 24. This is bishops, prophets, elders, pastors, the office of the church. Who called them? Who called them to be what they are? Not the God of Israel. Man, 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 man. That's why you don't know the prophetic. That's why you ain't got no power. You can't tell the people what's going on because you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. Oh, you can point your finger back to Satan and the government. Satan and the government. Satan and the government. Satan and the government. That's all the way you can point your finger. You don't know what's going on. You don't understand knowledge and wisdom and truth. Ezekiel 24. Then I answered, Ezekiel 24, verse 20. Then I answered them the word of Ahiah came unto me, saying, speak unto the house of Israel, thus said Ahiah God. Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the one over there in Jerusalem. He only had one. That's the only one he ever had that David and Solomon built him. I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength. Then they rebuilt the temple. When they got out of Babylon, they was over there for 70 years. They came back to Jerusalem, tried to rebuild the temple over. I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword. I will profane not my sanctuary, but your sanctuary, bishops, elders, and I will profane your sanctuary. That's why people have been dying from COVID-19. I heard about 10 people died in 2 weeks up in the church, big mega church, from COVID-19. 7 people died in about 2 weeks. I will profane your sanctuary. Y'all ain't got no power. You can't stop COVID-19. Stop a headache. You can't stop nothing. I will profane your sanctuary, the excellency of your strength. Ezekiel 24:21. You love your sanctuaries, don't you, Christians? You love it, don't you? You love your church. You love your sanctuary. You spend your whole life dedicated to the pastor, dedicated to the builder, dedicated to the order, dedicated to the doctrine. I will profane your sanctuary, the excellency of your strength. That's where you go on Sunday to get your strength. That's where you go on Sunday to get your blessings, you say. That's where you go on Sunday to hear from God, you say. That's where you go on Sunday and the Sabbath day for the Hebrew Israelites, and our 7 day of Venice to hear from God, to hear what your elders got to say, and your pastors and your bishops. I will profane your sanctuary, the ecstasy of your strength. You got so much faith. You got so much faith and so much confidence in your churches and in your temples and in your mosques and all of that stuff. But the God of Israel say he's going to profane it. Just like he profaned his own sanctuary in Jerusalem, he profaned his own sanctuary. What do you think he's going to do if he profaned his own sanctuary in Jerusalem and killed millions and thousands of them up in there? What do you think he's going to do to your sanctuary? The same thing that he did to his own, because the children of Israel were serving other gods, just like you people doing right now today. I will profane my sanctuary, the ecstasy of your strength. That's what he told the children of Israel. The desire of your eyes. You love that big old cathedral. See, TDJ's got a gold altar up there. Crystal altar. All kind of flowers and groves and stuff around the altar and the pulpit. The desire of your eyes. They made it beautiful, right? Big and beautiful. Oh, man, your tithes don't really made it big, huh? Big and beautiful, but it's empty. It's dry, and it's dead. It's dead, people. You'll never get nothing up out of them churches. The only thing you're going to get up out of them churches is what you got out of 20 years ago. 20 years ago, what you got back then, you're going to get now. Why? Because what they teach, it's not real. It's not real. It's a delusion. It's false doctrine. It's false teaching. It is not the Torah. It is not the law. It is not the Tanakh. It's false. It's just a New Testament translated, made up. After they killed all the disciples and the Son of God, they made the New Testament. I'm not saying that it's not real, but I know that it's something wrong with it. I say that. Next scripture. Let me finish this. I'm going to take this all the way to 24. No, 21. Wait a minute. Where I'm at? Ezekiel 24. Verse 20 through 21. Let's read. Yeah. 20 through 20. Speak unto the house of Israel. Thus said a higher God. Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the ecstasy of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitied. And your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword. They're going to die. They are going to die. That's what the God of Israel said, and that's exactly what he did. Next scripture. 1 Kings 13. I know I'm running out of time. 1 Kings 13, people. 1 Kings 13, 32 verse. For the sins which he cried by the word of a higher sand, the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high place, which are in the cities of Samaria. See, that's what Jeroboam had did. He had set up two calves in Samaria, people not to go to Jerusalem no more. We can worship God wherever we want to worship God. We could build a church wherever we want to build a church. We could call God whatever we want to call him. That's what he did, people. And that's what y'all doing today. Y'all people didn't know that y'all was in the Bible, didn't you? Bishop, you didn't know you was in the Bible. You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know the very thing that you are doing Sunday and Friday night Bible class and Wednesday night Bible class, you write up in the scriptures. For the saying which he cried, the word of Ahiah, that's what the prophet cried, the prophet of the God of Israel, the real prophet, against the altar in Bethel. This wasn't the altar of the God of Israel. This was the altar to the two calves that Jeroboam set up. And against all the houses of the high places. All the houses of the high places. All the synagogues, all the cathedrals, all the shrines, all the temples, which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places, whosoever would he consecrated. Come on. Y'all know that word. Pastor. He consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. So Jeroboam, the king of the northern kingdom of Israel, he returned not from his evil way. After the prophet, the God of Israel, had sent a prophet to Jeroboam and told him what he was doing was wrong, he refused. Just like you bishops and leaders and elders today, y'all are refusing to listen to me. That sister don't know what she's talking about, man. That sister got a demon in her. That sister crazy, man. She crazy. Same thing Jeroboam said to the prophet that the God of Israel sent to him. I ain't got to listen to her. I ain't got to listen to none she talking about. I know I'm saved. I know I'm right with God. I know I got power. I know God called me to the office of the church to be a bishop and a pastor and an elder. I know God is on my side. I know. No, you don't know nothing. You know absolutely nothing but what you've been taught. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. He sent the man of God, the prophet, to tell it. But made again of the Lord. So he continued to build churches all over Samaria and Jerusalem. He continued to tell the people they don't have to go to Jerusalem to worship the God of Israel higher. He continued to tell the people it's okay for them to worship the golden calves, Baal Peor, Baal, Tammuz and Malcolm and all of them, Jehovah. He continued, and he made of himself, he set up the lowest of the people to be priests of all his churches and all his congregations and all his sanctuaries. And that's exactly what you people have done. And whosoever would he consecrate. So he consecrated low people, people that the God of Israel would never, ever, ever, ever dream about setting up to lead the children of Israel and to minister to the children of Israel. He would never, ever set these people up. He would never, ever set these people up. They got set up in all these churches and mosques and synagogues. Never. Your bishop consecrated you to be a bishop. Your bishop consecrated you to be a pastor. The God of Israel ain't told you to be none of that. You are the lowest. You are the lowest of the people because you don't even want to be Israel. You say you're a Gentile. A Gentile ain't nothing but a heathen. A Gentile ain't nothing but a pagan. A Gentile is nothing but a dog. Read the definition for the word Gentile. You are a low people in the eyes of the God of Israel. The God of Israel ain't put you over his people, Gentiles. And he said, 1 Kings 13:33, and he consecrated him and became one of the priests of the high places. T.D. Jakes consecrated Juanita Bynum, and she became a prophetess. Kenneth Copeland consecrated T.D. Jakes, and he became a bishop. These are all low people, the lowest of the lowest, because they are Gentiles. The God of Israel would never put a Gentile over the children of Israel to minister for him or to them. Never. That's not his order. That's not his way. That's not Torah. That's not up under the law to do that. So no people. You have consecrated these men and women of God for your own selves. And he consecrated them to be the priests of the high places. That's exactly what happened to you, Bishop. You was consecrated by your bishop. And your bishop was consecrated by another bishop. And another bishop consecrated that bishop. And that's how it goes. But that is not the God of Israel way. That's not the Creator way. That's not the God that put you here way. That's not how he operates. That's not how he works. You outside of yourself. You outside of the spirit realm. You in a whole different realm. A satanic realm. Leading the people the wrong way. Leading the people to hell. Leading the people to fall in a ditch. I know I'm going to have to come back tonight. 34. Still didn't get to my articles yet. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam. Even to cut it off and destroy it from off the face of the earth. The God of Israel went up in Samaria and he tore it up. He tore it up. He killed millions and thousands of them people now. He sent the Syrian army on them to take them down. He sent a Gentile army on Jeroboam and the children of Israel in northern Samaria, Jerusalem, to take them down. They put them in slavery. They killed them. All kind of stuff happened. What you think the New World Order is? What do y'all people think the New World Order is? It's the Gentiles, again, coming to take down the children of Israel for their wickedness against their God and against one another. What you think it is, the New World Order? The same thing that happened to Jeroboam. The Syrian army came in and took them down. Edom, Esau, his army over the New World Order to take you down, children of Israel. It's the same exact thing. And God destroyed him from off the face of the earth because he would not listen to the God of Israel prophet. He would not listen. The children of Israel would not listen to the prophet. The only way they could stop them from talking, they had to kill them. They would not listen. And you hard-headed people won't listen either. You won't listen either. Why? Because you don't belong to the God of Israel. Because if you belong to the God of Israel, you will have a conviction right now. You will know what I am saying and what I am giving you in the scriptures is true. There is another doctrine, there's another people, and there is other gods that's trying to take the God of Israel place. There's another doctrine that's trying to take the God of Israel law. There's another people that's trying to take the God of Israel 12 tribes out the earth and say they dead. It's another order. It's another offices, church offices, that's trying to take the God of Israel protocol. What he said, how it should be and how it should go. You're another people. You're another people. You can't hear the God of Israel. That's why you can hear a prophet and keep on doing the same old stuff that you've been doing. You don't get no conviction. You don't get no nothing in your heart to change or turn from your evil, wicked way. You just keep going on and on and on in your sins and in your iniquity until you pine away, pine away. You don't have no conviction. Because you don't belong to the God of Israel. Many are called, but only few are chosen. He only got 10% now. Out of the 100, he got 10 left. The rest of y'all will serve the mark of the beast and worship the beast. You already worshiping him. You already worshiping the beast. The beast system have been set up for many generations. You've been buying into the beast system all your life. Now they just going to give you the mark and the chip or whatever, the mark and the number's name. That's what they get ready to do now. But you've been worshiping the beast. Your religion, your clothes, your food, everything that you do represent the beast in its system. You didn't know that either, did you? No, I know you don't know it because you don't know the prophetic. You don't know the prophetic of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Next scripture. 2 Chronicles 11. I'm going to come back with part 2 because I know I'm not going to finish this. 2 Chronicles 11, 13, 15. 2 Chronicles 11, 13, 15 verse. I'm in overtime now. 2 Chronicles 11. 2 Chronicles 11, 13 through 15. And the priest, 2 Chronicles 11, 13. And the priest and the Levite that were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites, the Haitians in the earth today, left their suburbs in their possession and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam, there you go again, Jeroboam, and his sons had cast them off from executed the priest's office unto Ahijah. And he ordained him priests for the high places, for all his churches, all his sanctuaries. He ordained priests for the high places and for the devils. My God, look at here. Look what Jeroboam did. He ordained. I know y'all preachers know that word, don't you? So Jeroboam, he consecrated and he ordained priests. He got rid of the Levites, the real priests. And the priests and the Levites that were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. But the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions. Oh my God, he ran the priests, the Levites, up out of their own houses. They left their clothes, they left everything. Jeroboam was on some serious madness, okay? But the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons, talking about the king of Israel, the northern kingdom, Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto Ahijah. They throw them, cast them out. And that's what the Hebrew Israelite elders have done. You saying that you are the new priest. You are the new priest. What scripture is that that say that Judah is the priest? The Levites, the priests to the side. And you trying to take their place. You try to take their job. But Ahijah would never accept you. He will never, ever accept you, Hebrew Israelites, being priests. As y'all say, y'all the new priests. There's no such thing as that. The God of Israel will never, ever, ever call any other tribe outside of the Levites to be his priests. Matter of fact, it's scriptures in the Old Testament of Torah. Say, Levi is my priest forever. And then you got the Christian church and all these churches and all these religions and Catholic church and all these Mormon churches and all kind of churches and all kind of congregations trying to take the Levites, the ministers of the God of Israel place and cast them to the side and say that they are the new preachers, and they the new pastors, and they the new bishops, and they God's men and women of God now. No, people. You just like Jeroboam. You just like Jeroboam. Exactly like Jeroboam. You cast the priests out, the Levites, and set up Gentiles. That's what y'all did in your Catholic churches and your Christian churches. And you set up Gentiles to be over the people of God, the children of Israel. They don't even know they're Israel. Just like you don't know you Israel. And guess what? It don't even matter to you anyway who you are. it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter who I am. It doesn't matter where I come from. It doesn't matter what color I am. It doesn't matter what color God is. It don't nothing matter to you Gentiles. But you just like Jeroboam. And he ordained. You see the word ordained? Do y'all understand that word ordained? I know I got ordained by my bishop to be a pastor. Ordained. He did it himself. And he ordained him priests. Can't nobody ordain or consecrate no priest but a prophet. But a prophet. He's the only one can consecrate a priest. Go over there and look at the book of Exodus. Look at the book of Leviticus. Look at the book of Numbers and see who consecrated and ordained the priest. It was Moses, the prophet. So no, Jeroboam is totally out of order. Totally out of order. And that's why the God of Israel sent a prophet to tell him that he was out of order. He probably killed the prophet. I have to go back to the story and read it. He probably killed the prophet. I wouldn't doubt it. Totally out of place. And that's why the God of Israel wiped him off the face of the earth. There's always a warning before destruction hits. It's always a warning from the prophet of the God of Israel before destruction. And he ordained him priests for the high places and for the devils. So he ordained priests for all his churches and all his buildings and for the devils. In for the demons, in for Satan. That's why everybody on Sunday go up to the altar and they lay hands on them and they start shaking and act falling out. Those are none but demons. Ain't nothing but demons that's not leaving the people. The demons is just showing that they are there. That's what they doing. They showing you, bishop and pastors and leaders, that they are in the people, but because y'all don't have no power, you can't get rid of the demon. So the people leave your churches with the demons in them and the devils in them. And that's why they come back next Sunday and need you to pray for them all over again. For the same thing that you prayed for last Sunday about. Why? Because you didn't get rid of the devil. And you didn't get rid of the demon. Why? You don't have no power. So Jeroboam, everything that he set up was for the demons and the devils. He was wicked. He was evil. Evil. This is an evil generation. Evil generation. People got so many demons in their mind at the Christian church. They got so many demons, man. So many. So many. And all they can do is come there on a Sunday and hear what the pastor talking about. He can't demonstrate nothing. He can't, his life can't be an example because he got diabetes. He got heart disease. He got arthritis. He got sugar diabetes. He got lung disease. He cannot be an example to the people because guess what? He's sick and diseased up himself. He can't even get rid of his own demons and devils. So how are you going to get rid of yours? So he ordained him priests for the high places and for the devils and for the calves. See that? Second Chronicles 11:15, people, for the calves. Remember the two golden calves that he set up? He wanted the priests to burn up the animals, the lambs, and the goats for the calves and for the demons to give them sacrifices. To give them sacrifices. And that's what y'all do on Sunday and on Saturday and all them days. You give a sacrifice to the devils. To the devils. Using that oil on people. Call it holy oil. That ain't no holy oil, man. Olive oil ain't no holy oil. Why they getting rid of nobody? Let me go keep going. I got a lot of stuff to cover. I got to keep going. Okay. Next scripture, people. Numbers. Oh, I missed some here. Let me go back up. Well, you know what? When I come back in a minute, because they're going to cut me off, I'm going to save these right here for part two. Okay? I didn't get this one either. Okay? So let's go right now to Numbers 3, 5, 16. I will be back tonight with part two. Numbers 3, 5 through 16. It's all about devils. Everything y'all doing on Sunday and Wednesday night is all about Satan. It don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel. People at the Christian church, they so evil people, man. Ooh, I know, y'all. I used to be a pastor. These people are so wicked. These people are so low-key, and they do everything in the dark and everything in the closet. They not real. They not real, people. They hypocrites. And that's exactly what the Son of God called them when he walked the earth. Hypocrites. Because that's what they are. And that's what they was back then. These people are so mean and hateful and fake. Oh, my God. They're some fake people, man. I never seen so much fakeness in my life like I seen in a Christian church. So much fakeness. So much sinful and ungodliness and wicked and evil ways they had. I didn't even want to be a pastor no more. I quit. And I'm glad I quit today. Yeah, I throwed in a towel, they called it. Yeah, I quit. You think I'm going to keep on coming up in a place Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and these people not changing? And nothing is going on and nothing is happening but the same old stuff. I quit. Numbers 3, verse 5. I quit, people. And Ahijah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, when a man or woman should commit any sin, that man commit to do a trespass against Ahijah, and that person be guilty. Where am I at? I'm sorry, it's 13. Numbers 3, 5. You say not, okay. No, sorry, people. That's Numbers 5. Numbers 3, 5. Numbers 3, verse 5. And Ahijah spake unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near, What did I tell y'all? It must be a prophet that consecrate a priest to work in the priest's office. Can't no bishop consecrate you. Can't no pastor consecrate you. It must be a prophet according to the Bible. Y'all, I know when they do ordinations in churches, they got about 7 or 8 bishops and pastors and elders laying hands on that one person. What scripture is that? What scripture is that? The one over there in the New Testament problem? That don't make no sense, that don't got no precept with it to back up what it is saying? You, and Ahiah spake unto Moses, said the prophet, bring the tribe of Levi near. I don't want Judah. I don't want Benjamin. I don't want Naphtali. I don't want Manasseh. I don't want Issachar. I don't want Zebulun. I don't want Ephraim. I don't want none of them. Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron, the priest. See, Aaron was the priest. That they may minister unto him. Okay. It wasn't Judah ministering to Aaron. It wasn't none of the other tribes, elders. You had elders in the wilderness. They wasn't ministering to Aaron. He said, Moses, bring Levi near to me that they may minister unto him. So no. Again, false prophets, false leaders, false elders, false teachers. And they shall keep his charge. Numbers 3, verse 7. In the charge of the whole congregation. Before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. It's got to be Levi. That's over the charge of the whole congregation. Not half of it. The whole 12 tribes of Israel. It's got to be the priest, the Levite. It cannot be a Gentile. It cannot be a Gentile. A Levite is a Hebrew, not a Gentile. Sit down, bishop. Sit down, elders. Sit down, pastors. It must be a Hebrew over the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation. That would be the house of God. It had to be the Levite, the priest. Do the service of the tabernacle. Do y'all people see how very, 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 very sinful what y'all are doing against the God of Israel? And you people are going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. Because the God of Israel closed all your churches down. Just to show you people that what you was doing was wrong. And you want to put it on the government close it and Satan close. No, Satan ain't closed nothing. Satan love your churches. He love your churches. He ain't closed your church. Satan love your churches. Because everything you doing up in your church don't got nothing to do with the Bible. So Satan love your churches. They ain't closed it down. The government didn't close them either. They run your churches. Matter of fact, the government is over your churches. No, they didn't close them down. The God of Israel closed them down. His name is Ahiah. He closed it, bitch. And you people want to open them up You want to get back to your devils and back to your gods and back to all that stuff you was doing before he closed. But he said he's going to send a fire. That's what he said tonight. I will send a fire in their sanctuaries and in their cities. You're not the priest. You cannot minister for the God of Israel. You minister for man. Man. The order. The doctrine. The religion. And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation. Verse 8. Numbers 3:8. And that, this might be the last one before they cut me off. Then I'm going to come right back, people, and do part two. And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole, verse 8, I'm sorry, Numbers 3:8. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle. Who is they? The Levites. All the instruments of, could nobody touch the instruments? Could nobody touch the harp? Could nobody touch the whatever they had back then? There wasn't no organs and pianos. Could nobody touch the instrument of the God of Israel? If it was organs and pianos, it wasn't made the way it's made today. But I doubt that's what they call it. All this stuff go along with your pagan temples, churches. And they shall make all the instrument. They shall keep all the instrument of the tabernacle, the congregation. And the charge of the children of Israel. And the charge of the children of Israel, the Levites, you cannot touch the instruments in Jerusalem, in the tabernacle that was in the wilderness. The elders was not allowed to touch the instruments. The elder Judah wasn't allowed to touch the instruments. The Levites had charge over the children of Israel, meaning they told them what to do and how to do outside of Moses, the prophet. Wasn't no Gentile. Wasn't no Gentile, no Joe Osteen and Crafto Dollars and all this stuff y'all got. To do service of the tabernacle. So the Levites took care of the children of Israel. They ministered before the children of Israel. They went to the God of Israel for the children of Israel. They went to Moses, and Moses went to God and told the God of Israel what the Levites needed, and that's how that went. That's the whole order. Ain't no Judah nowhere. They was just elders up in the wilderness doing whatever Moses told them to do. And the Levites told the elders to do. And thou shalt give the Levites, verse 9, Numbers 3:9, and thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are holy. They might done cut me off, people. I'm going to try to finish this and then come back. They are holy, given unto him out of the children of Israel. Okay? Verse 10 of Numbers 3. And thou shalt appoint Aaron, and thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on the priest's office, bishop, prophets, elders, pastor, the office of the church, who called them. That's the title of this broadcast tonight. And verse 10, Numbers 3:10. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the strangers, who is the strangers now? The Gentiles, all you bishops, all you pastors, and all you leaders, y'all say y'all are Gentiles. And the strangers, the Gentiles. It say here, Hebrews 2:1-4, a foreigner. If you're not the children of Israel, you are a foreigner. You are a Gentile. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. And the strangers, the Gentiles, that come nigh shall be put to death. I'm reading for you Numbers chapter 3, verse 5 through 16. If a Gentile come near the altar or the office of a priest, they will be put to death. And that's why all your leaders are dead. They're alive, but they really spiritually dead. Spiritually dead. That's why they can't give you nothing, no more than what they have gave you for 20 years. You keep hearing the same message that you heard 10 years ago. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Spiritually, you are dead, people. You are dead spiritually. You disconnected from the God of Israel. You disconnected from the tree of life. You have came near the priest's office to minister in the place of a priest. You cannot do that. The God of Israel say he will kill you. He will put you to death. The only reason y'all still alive because the Son of God came and gave us some mercy. But spiritually, the devils are running through all of your congregations and all your churches. And guess what? Y'all can't stop. You don't want to mess with the God of Israel, people. He don't play. He do not play. He do not play. Any stranger, any Gentile that go to try to be a priest or a minister for the children of Israel, to the God of Israel, will be put to death if they're not a Levite. Think about hell now. That's eternal death. And the higher spake unto Moses, saying, verse 12, and I behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that opened the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine. So you trying to tell me, let me read this last verse, three more verses. Because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hollowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be. I am Ahiah. And Ahiah spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families. Every male from a month old and upward shall be numbered. Shall thy number them. So from 1 month old, a Levite had to be numbered is real. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, how many it was. But they had all had to be numbered from 1 month old and up. This is up under the law. Let's go back up. So he said, I have taken the Levites, verse 12 of Numbers 3, from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborns that opened a matrix among the children of Israel, for the Levites shall be mine. So you trying to tell me, Bishop, you trying to tell me, Pastor, you trying to tell me false prophets or prophets or apostles that the God of Israel told Moses the prophet. And you know what? All the firstborns are mine because of what I did in Egypt to Pharaoh. Instead of me claiming the firstborn male and the firstborn cattle, I'm just going to choose Levite and their place. So you trying to tell me that the God of Israel got rid of the Levites, the Haitians in the earth today, don't know who they are. He got rid of them people. He got rid of his priests. He got rid of what he said to Moses to bring forth a Gentile pagan office of leaders. That's what y'all trying to say to me. That he chose a Gentile bishop and a Gentile pastor over a Levite. And Judah, an elder, over a Levite. No, people. That'll never happen. Never, ever, ever, ever. I know they done cut me off. Probably know I'm still going. Let me go to Isaiah 10 and 10. So let me say this before they cut me off. I'm going to say that. I'm going to come back because they're going to cut me off in a minute. Well, maybe they will. Maybe I can do this. I've got about three or four more. Maybe I can finish. I don't know. Isaiah 10:10, people. Let's go to that. Now I'll come back. Isaiah 10:10. Thank you, God of Israel. As my hand have found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? The God of Israel have been looking at your idolatry and your idols for a very long time, people. He's tired now. He don't want to see it no more. I'm just warning y'all. I'm just warning you. He don't want to see them any longer. What he did for Samaria, he did the same thing for Jerusalem. Because they had the southern kingdom had just as many idols as the northern kingdom. Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Rehoboam was over the southern kingdom. He said, you know what? Just like I destroyed the northern kingdom, I'm going to also destroy Jerusalem also for her idols. So do you people think y'all doing anything different from what the children of Israel was doing back then? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, people. Read up on your Savior, your Jesus. Pull his picture up. Look at the pictures that they gave you, who he is. He have a name. Do research. Understand what you call in church and what you call in congregations and temples. It's paganism in the eyes of the God of Israel. It's idolatry, false worship, false. That's why you can go up in church, hallelujah, worship you. I pray all of that stuff you do. I did it too. I did it too for many years. Never did get nowhere, people. never did get nowhere. Okay, people? I'm testifying right now. I did it for many years. Many. Never did get nowhere. Serious worship, fasting, all that stuff. Never did get nowhere, people. And you ain't getting nowhere either. You ain't getting nowhere. A lot of y'all that got old now. You've been doing it 50 years, 40 years, 30 years. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing different in your life. Everything is the same. Anything that you do for the God of Israel, that he is behind, he will bless it. He will bless you. That's how you know. That's how you know that you operating the way the God of Israel want you to operate. And I'm not talking about no new house and no new car. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about the blessings of Abraham. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Wealth. He will bless you like he blessed Abraham. Jeremiah 10, 10. I just need a little bit of time and I'll be finished. About maybe 15 more minutes. But I still got the articles that I wanted to read. But let me see. I don't think I need to. It's okay. It's okay. I don't have to go through all of that. Okay, Jeremiah 10:10. It's okay. Making it fly. But a higher is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. In his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. All your gods, people. All your gods, they shall perish. All your statues of Mary and baby Jesus and your crosses and Buddha and Allah and all your gods. The cast, Yah, Yahweh, and they all will perish from under heaven. He's going to destroy all your gods, and he's going to send a fire. He's going to send a fire. He already sent in the fire. Not a lot of fire. Not a lot of fire all over the earth, floods and everything, all over. Verse 11, okay. Jeremiah, okay. Next scripture will be Ezekiel 44:6-8. Long as they keep me going, people, I'm okay. I only got a few more scriptures. Ezekiel 44:6-8. And thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus said a higher God, O ye house of Israel, let it sufficient you of all your abominations. And that ye have brought into my sanctuary strangers. They did it in Jerusalem. They brought Gentiles into the sanctuary in Jerusalem. Your churches over here on this side of the earth don't even belong to the God of Israel. They belong to Satan. That's his religion. New world religion, one world religion, whatever you want to call it. But it's all up under the beast and his system. And that you brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in the flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house. When you offered my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your, this Ezekiel 44, 6 and 7, all your abominations. Verse 8 of Ezekiel 44. And you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have set keepers of my charge. But you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. For yourselves. Thus said a higher God, no stranger, uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in the flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, or any stranger that is among the children of Israel. No Gentile was not allowed in the sanctuary in Jerusalem. No Gentile was allowed. Only the children of Israel. That's why I tell you, people. That's why I'm showing you, people. All you Gentiles need to sit down somewhere, because the God of Israel have not told you to do nothing. Can't you see the scripture clearly say that a stranger, which is a Gentile, cannot do nothing in his sanctuary? So what do you got going, man? What are you calling yourself doing? If he said a Gentile, look what it say here, Ezekiel 44, 6. And thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, rebellious people, thus said a higher God, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, and that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers. It say Hebrew number 5:2-3:6, a foreigner, heathen, alien, foreigner is a Gentile, uncircumcised in the heart. I mean, your heart ain't right. You ain't right with me. You have brought this up in my house, Israel. Uncircumcised in the flesh, meaning that they didn't have their foreskin of their penis circumcised. You're not allowed to go in the house of God over there in Jerusalem. You was not. If you wasn't circumcised, you could not go in his sanctuary in Jerusalem. Y'all see how out of order y'all are? So very out of order. So very, very out of order. So very out of order. You uncircumcised in the heart. You got all kind of homosexual, all kind of stuff standing up in your sanctuaries. It's not the God of Israel's sanctuary. It's your sanctuary, Satan. You're a Gentile. You'll never be able to minister for the God of Israel. Never. Never. So that little scripture you got in Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12, that ain't going to help. That's not going to help you bishops and pastors and elders and evangelists. That's not going to help. Because you got too many other scriptures in the Bible that say that a Gentile cannot do nothing for the God of Israel. Nothing at all. A God of Israel is the God that wrote the Bible. The one that you say you are following. That you say. You're not following him because you're not following what he say for you to do and not do. You uncircumcised in your flesh. You ain't your penis. You ain't cut the foreskin. That's under the law. Everybody in Abraham's house had to be circumcised, even Abraham at 90 years old. However old he was. You was up there. Let me see how they cut me off. I don't know. I'm still going, people. Let me go to the next scripture. 2 Kings 17:31. 2 Kings, and then after that we got two more. But let me say this. A word of wisdom. No one could work the office of the God of Israel. Peter and the disciples was not called or ordained by men. See the difference? Who called Adam? God called Adam, the God of Israel. Who called Enoch? The God of Israel called Enoch. Who called Noah? The God of Israel called Noah. Who called Moses? The God of Israel called Moses. You see all the people in the Bible, nobody had to lay their hands on them. Nobody had to pray over them. Nobody had to consecrate them. Nobody had to ordain them. The God of Israel consecrated them himself. Anytime the God of Israel chooses a man or a woman to do something for him, he's going to do it himself. He don't need no man to do nothing for him. He don't need no man to lay hands on you and to pray over you and tell you, yeah, you're a bishop now or you're a pastor now. He don't need that. He don't operate like that. All through the scriptures, all through the Bible, he never operated like that. Everybody that he chose to do a work for him, he called them himself. All the disciples, when the Son of God came, the God of Israel already told him the ones that he wanted. The Son of God didn't pick them himself. The God of Israel, remember, he went up in the wilderness for 40 days. The God of Israel was talking to his father, was talking to him then, telling them who to get it, who that. They was already called and chosen when the Son of God got in the earth. That's why he knew who to go to. When he seen Peter on the, let me look over here and see people. I think I'm good. When he seen Peter and them over there on the water, he said, come on, Peter, put your net down, follow me. He had already knew, because the God of Israel had already chose the 12 disciples to do a work for him. None of them was Gentiles. Who called Paul? It was the God of Israel called Paul. Knocked him off the horse. That's what the story say. And then Ananias, the prophet. Look at here, people. It ain't going to never be what y'all think it's going to be. The prophet had to come and lay hands on Paul. And he charged Paul to go forth and do the work. He was a prophet. There's no bishop lay hand, give him no certificate. None of that stuff that y'all people are doing. You people are committing paganism and abominations and all kind of. Show me the scripture, bishop. Show me the scripture, pastor. Nobody touch Peter. Did the Son of God lay hands on Peter? I don't see a scripture for that. That the Son of God lay hands on Peter and he lay hands on John. No. He was teaching them the doctrine of his father, because they were so used to learning Christianity and all other kind of doctrines and teachings and stuff before he became, before he came into earth. So he came with the doctrine of his God and his Father to teach Peter and his disciples. And they had another doctrine in the earth. And they had another way in the earth. And they had other gods in the earth. And that's why they didn't want to hear about the God of Israel, because they was occupied with all their other gods and all their other doctrines and their churches and their services and all of their stuff that they was doing. And that's why the Pharisees told, well, who gave you authority to do what you're doing? He said, my Father in heaven gave it to me. I come to do his will. I come to glorify him. I didn't come to glorify myself. But who called Peter now? The God of Israel called. And remember when he was praying? He was praying, I think that's in John, St. John 14 or 15, 14, I believe. When he was praying and he was saying, I thank you, Father, that I'm getting ready to leave out of the world. But the ones that you have gave me in the world, watch over them and be with them. See, Peter, John, and all of them disciples, they belong to the God of Israel. But he gave them to his son. And he passed the kingship down to his son. And his son came in the earth as a king. It was the God of Israel. It's the first king. That's why he told the children of Israel, you don't need no king. I'm your king. He's the first king. Then he passed down the scepter to his son. And his son came into the earth to tell the children of Israel what they needed to do, because they was falling all kind of paganism. You had the Romans in charge of Jerusalem with all their satanic teachings and stuff they was talking about, Apollos, them, and Zeus, and all kind of gods and stuff they was teaching people about. And that's why when the Son of God went in the temple, they didn't want to hear what he had to say, because he came with another doctrine. He came with the truth. The truth. And they couldn't handle it. He came to tell them that they were serving false gods, that they were serving the wrong God, that they was doing the wrong thing, that they were serving tradition. Tradition and not the commandments of God, his Father. You do error. You do error in your heart, teaching for a doctrine the commandment of man. So, nobody can do the office of the God of Israel unless he chooses you, himself. And nobody called Enoch. The God of Israel called Enoch. And took him up out of the earth. And when he took him, he showed him some things. That's too deep for y'all. Y'all won't even understand that. So all these men of God, all these men, these prophets, the God of Israel, consecrated them. Look what happened to Moses. He saw the burning bush. He told Moses, you got to go to Pharaoh now and tell Pharaoh what I want him to know and what I want you to do. Who consecrated him? Who laid hands on him? Who ordained Moses? Who gave him a certificate? Absolutely no one. Y'all people are doing false. It's all false, people. It's all false. It's all about religion. It's all about the beast and his religion and his system. One more scripture before I go. Let's go to Numbers 11, 16 and 17. Numbers, if you just pay attention to the scriptures, you'll understand what you're doing is false and it's wrong. Numbers 11, 16. I'm getting ready to leave, people. I covered it. They didn't disconnect me, so hey, I thank the God of Israel for that. Numbers 11. Numbers 11, 16, and 17. And Ahiah said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them. See that? He told Moses, the prophet, gather me 70 men of the elders. And when you gather these 70 men, they got to have officers over them. So the elders was never, ever in charge. They was never, ever in charge. And when you look up the word elder, let me, if I can read my articles real quick. And the officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it, not thyself alone. So let me look up elder now. Let me look up elder now. I'm still going, people. Thank you, God of Israel. Let me look up elder in the Hebrew. It said, how is elder defined in the Bible? The Hebrew word for elder means beard. B-E-A-R-D, a beard, like a beard on a man's face. That's what elder mean in the Hebrew, beard. And literally speaks of an older person. That's you, honey? Okay. Excuse me, people. And literally speak of an older person in the Old Testament. Elders were heads of household, prominent men of the tribes and leaders and rulers in the community. They help the community. They gather the people together in the community so they can hear the priest, so they can hear the prophet. No, they was not over the people. I just read to you in the book of Numbers that the elders had to have officers over them. Over them. So no elders don't have no business trying to lead the God children of Israel, God's people, nowhere. Out of order. Out of order, people. Can you go to the back? Excuse me. Cedia. I'm on the... Oh, man. Okay. Give me a minute. Okay, move right now. Excuse me, people. You hold on, people. Give me 1 minute, please. I'm still going, people. I'm still going. I'm going to read my news articles. I'm going to read not news. I'm going to read my articles. I don't know where he is. Come on. I'm gone now. Oh. Okay.